mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Since 1990, the percentage of people with no religious affiliation has more than doubled. That includes about 6% of the U.S. population who identify as atheists and agnostics, and nearly 33 million people who say they have no particular religious affiliation. While trying to explain this decline in religiosity, researchers have found one interesting correlation: the rise of the internet. So does the internet spell the fall of religion, or is it more correlation than a cause? Here to take us through the research is Jared Keller, Director of Programming at Policy Mike. His article, "No, the Internet is Not Killing Religion in America," was published in Pacific Standard Magazine. Jared, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, let's go through Alan Downie's research on the decline of religiosity in America. Now, he's a computer scientist at the Olin College of Engineering. That's in Massachusetts. He analyzed more than two decades' worth of data. What did he conclude?
Well, Downie's primary conclusion may seem intuitive to most people, that the primary factor influencing your relationship with religion is your upbringing. Those of us who are raised in religious households or spend time during our childhoods at religious institutions are more inclined to practice as adults. But Downie also touched upon a really compelling and interesting factor, which is the interplay between the internet and religion. Downie hypothesizes that 5.1 million people have forgone religious affiliation since the 1980s. And Downie sees a strong correlation between this and the rise of internet access, which has exploded over the past 20 years. To give you a sense of this growth in internet access, in 1995, only about 14% of Americans used the internet on a regular basis. Today, it's more like 87%. And a significant portion of that group say they couldn't live without the internet on a daily basis.
So if there is a direct correlation between the prevalence of internet use and the rise of religiously unaffiliated Americans, what does he propose makes the internet so antithetical or even toxic to faith?
Well, I think that you'll have to look back over the past several centuries of the development of Western culture. I mean, since the Enlightenment and the Scientific Revolution, the supremacy of scientific rationality and reason over faith has become more and more enshrined in our culture. We value knowledge far more than faith, leading many people to frame faith kind of as a mere superstition that can be stamped out by the growth of knowledge. And the promise of the internet, since researchers started thinking about this vast storehouse of information starting in 1945 with researcher Vannevar Bush, is they saw it as an explosion of knowledge. You know, we spend our time on the internet chatting with friends and looking at funny pictures, but the fundamental premise is that you can access more and more information and more opinions and analysis and viewpoints than you ever could at any other point in history. And because of this, it's easy to look at the internet as one of the greatest threats to religion, as a juggernaut of knowledge that could come forward and smash down silly superstition.
So the idea that rational knowledge is antithetical to religion.
Yes, those two have been placed in opposition to each other for hundreds of years, since the Enlightenment.
Well, you, Jared, looked over this same research and proposed that correlation does not imply causation, and in fact found other research suggesting that the internet might actually benefit people of faith. Can you explain that?
Of course. Well, there is a body of research published by the Pew Research Center in 2001 that suggested that 25% of internet users had sought out spiritual information online at some point in their lives. More research by Pew over the past decade has explored how the internet is used not to break down communities but actually to strengthen existing communities. Americans aren't bowling alone, to paraphrase Robert Putnam, behind a computer screen at their desk, but they're actually seeking out communities of people with like-minded interests. So the internet can actually be used as a digital church and a digital place of worship for those for whom religion is a primary concern in their day-to-day lives.
Okay, so it may not be the internet's doing, but the decline in religiosity is concurrent with the rise in internet usage. How would you explain that correlation?
Well, I believe that those who are more inclined to forego religious affiliation are also the same subset of people who are more inclined to use the internet on a day-to-day basis. Millennials especially are more inclined to be skeptical of authority and any other dogmatic figures in their lives. There's a burst of political liberalism that comes from the millennial generation being one of the most racially and culturally diverse generations in American history. All of these factors come together to suggest a skepticism of any sort of institutional authority. Now, this doesn't mean that millennials are godless, but it may mean that they're seeking out answers to their own spiritual questions in places that aren't synagogues and churches.
We're talking with Jared Keller. He's director of programming at Policy Mike, among other things, a freelance journalist, and wrote the article, "No, the Internet is Not Killing Religion in America," for Pacific Standard. Well, of course, the Internet is a global phenomenon. Are we seeing the same kind of trends, declines in religiosity outside of the U.S.?
Well, it's interesting. The data suggests that atheism is on the rise globally, but it's unclear whether it's directly correlated with the rise of internet access. Information from the International Telecommunications Union in Geneva shows that the top 20 nations with internet penetration rate aren't the same as the top 20 nations for declining religiosity around the world. Atheism is the strongest in Northwest Europe, in countries such as Scandinavia and those in the former Eastern Bloc, but those countries don't necessarily have the highest rate of internet access. Now, it's also hard to draw inferences from data about the United States, since the U.S. and its relationship with religion, especially in an institutional sense, are, for lack of a better phrase, exceptional.
Well, as we know, the Pope has a huge Twitter following. So, you know, the signs to religious organized religion may be a little mixed. Should religious institutions be worried about the internet at all?
I think that if you're a member of an institution with a large amount of political and social power, any major innovation which changes the structures of power in the broader society are going to be cause for alarm. However, it's worth noting that the Vatican has done an exceptional job of integrating digital media and the internet into its mission. The Vatican has launched portals and a cornucopia of apps for believers. The Pope, as you noted, has a tremendous Twitter following, and His Holiness even has a social media manager. Now, it's worth noting, and this is a great anecdote, that one of the greatest political and social revolutions in modern history was spurred on by Martin Luther's 95 Theses, which, once nailed to the doors of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Saxony,
and went viral.
Yeah, it essentially went viral across the Holy Roman Empire. And the reason it did so was because of the printing press. So it's interesting that modern technology can present an existential risk to institutions which wield clout in the minds and hearts of citizenry, but it can also be another way for people to reconnect with the issues and the values that matter most to them.
So we draw from this that religiosity is a very complicated matter that can be attributed to a number of different factors. But it doesn't seem like the internet is the antichrist or the faith killer, does it?
Certainly not. And you know, part of my motivation for writing this article was that we have a tendency to speak of the internet in very broad, aggressive terms. We talk about the internet making us dumber and making us more silly and less inclined to take things seriously and more godless. But the internet isn't this enormous monster, this large leviathan skulking across the countryside and making us do things. It's a tool. And like any other tool, it emphasizes the best and worst of human beings. So for those for whom religious observance and religious affiliation are incredibly important, the internet can be a catalyst for further community. And for those who are maybe skeptical, the internet can emphasize that skepticism. But we can't think of the internet as a silver bullet that rolls up in your neighborhood and demolishes churches or community centers simply because we see changes in our own behavior.
Well, Jared Keller, great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jared Keller, director of programming at Policy Mike, also a freelance journalist. His work has appeared in The Atlantic, Al Jazeera, America, among others. We found his article, "No, the Internet is Not Killing Religion in America," on Pacific Standard. We have a link to read it for yourself. It's at wordofmouthradio.org. 1776, 1812, 1914, 1989, 2001. Some years just stick in the popular psyche. When Word of Mouth continues, the rise of Anno History and the pitfalls of treating a year as a celebrity.